Confirming his presence at the July meeting in a letter to Cardinal Alfonso López Trujillo, president of the Pontifical Council for the Family, Pope Benedict wrote that the value of the family founded on marriage is central for the Church and society. So why does it seem past its sell-by date in Europe? According to mass media, divorce is on the increase. Now serial monogamy is the trend, where children are an optional extra, while the elderly are packaged off to dilapidated hospices to be promptly forgotten. Has European society really gone that far? A question I put to Emilia Klapczacka, director of the World Youth Alliance.
Many attacks that we see on the family are really examples of ideology, ideological language being promoted, very reductive vision of the family, of the human person being promoted. And as Pope John Paul II said, ideas divorced from experience become ideology.
In a speech to the Diocese of Rome's annual convention at the Basilica of St. John Lateran, June 6th last, Pope Benedict said that the various modern forms of the dissolution of marriage and the family are expressions of an anarchic freedom. Emily says that at the heart of it all is our need to rediscover the value of life and the dignity of the human person.
I think the deepest problems are an idea that in order to be free, in order to secure human rights, we need to get rid of any kind of moral norms within society. The fundamental question is always this vision that we have of the human person. Do we believe the human being is something that can be used and discarded at will, or an entity that is in the hands of the state and has its rights attributed by the state? Or do we understand the human person as possessing intrinsic and inalienable dignity, and that dignity being the foundation for all human rights?
The Holy Father has frequently noted that the fundamental role of parents to educate their own children in faith, morality and good citizenship is under attack. Emily says that this is a question of language.
The family is something so fundamental, so universal, that this place where you are universally loved and accepted for who you are and not for what you can give is really, really important, especially for the development of children and adolescents to form and shape their own countries, their own societies in a way that's worthy of the human person.
Pope Benedict leaves the Vatican to join 1.5 million people all gathering for the world meetings of the family on July 8th. I'm Emer McCarthy.